Twin Sisters Digital Media presents There's an Elephant in the Bathtub, written by Joe Albee, illustrated by Jean A. Coughlin. There's an Elephant in the Bathtub. It was nighttime. Benji got into bed and snuggled down all comfy cozy. He closed his eyes, but he didn't go to sleep. He listened to the nighttime noises. Plink, plink, plop, plink, plink, plop. Sounds like someone's taking a bath, thought Benji. Splash! Someone big. There's an elephant in my bathtub. Benji was very excited. The elephant scrubbed his back and washed his ears just as Benji did when he took a bath. Whoosh! With just one spray from his long trunk, the elephant rinsed off all the soap. But he wasn't finished. Look, look, look. He began to blow the most amazing bubbles. Blip, out popped a whale. Blip, out came a camel. Blip, out came a dog. Blip, a tiger. The elephant was very pleased with himself. Suddenly the tiger reached out and pop went the camel. Pop, pop went the dog and the whale, one after the other. Hey, cut that out, you big bully, Benji scolded the tiger. He got out of bed and marched to the bathroom. Benji went in. Where was the tiger? Where was the elephant? They were nowhere to be seen. Plink, plink, plop. Plink, plink, plop. All he saw was the dripping faucet. So that's what I heard, Benji said. And off he went, back to bed. Benji snuggled down again, all comfy cozy. He closed his eyes and listened to the nighttime noises. Clatter, clatter, clang. That's coming from outside, he said to himself. It's a spaceship, thought Benji, and it's landing right on my street. Boing, boing, boing. I wonder where they're from. They look friendly. Maybe they'll take me for a ride. Vroom! We'll blast off. We'll go way past the stars, past the moon, all the way to their planet. I'll meet all their friends. Maybe they'll invite me for a sleepover. Wah, wah, wah. Oh no, cried Benji. That siren is going to scare them away. Wait, don't leave yet, he said, hopping out of the bed. Wait for me. Benji grabbed his space helmet and rushed to the window. Clang, clonk, clonk. All Benji saw was a garbage truck. So that's what I heard, he said, and off he went back to bed. Benji snuggled down again until he was all comfy cozy. Then he closed his eyes once more and listened to the nighttime noises. Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop. Could that be a horse, he wondered? Giddy up! It's a cowboy, right in my living room. Howdy! Benji had always wanted to meet a cowboy. Clomp, clomp, clomp. Woof, woof, woof. Wow, a roundup, and it's coming right through our house, exclaimed Benji. A little dog kept the herd moving. Thumpa, thump, thump, as the cows made their way through, one stopped to chew on a plant. Another took a drink from the fishbowl. Uh-oh, Mom isn't going to like this, thought Benji. Crash, went a lamb. Thud, a chair fell over. It looked like the TV would be next. What a mess. I'm coming out to help you, partner, called Benji. Good thing I got my lasso handy. Benji galloped into the living room. Bump, bump, bump. bump. All Benji saw was Pepper playing with her ball. "So that's what I heard," he said, and back to bed he went. Benji snuggled down in his bed and listened to the nighttime noises. Patter, 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 patter. "Footsteps," thought Benji. "Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle, shuffle." "Oh, Mom, it's just you," sighed Benji. "That's enough listening for tonight," she said, smiling. "Get comfy cozy now and go to sleep." "I am kind of tired," said Benji. And that was the last nighttime noise Benji heard, a great big yawn.